North Carolina is at the center of a national debate over the civil rights of transgender people, with bathrooms as the most prominent battlefield. But North Carolina's controversial HB 2 law also blocks local municipalities from passing their own laws to protect gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people from discrimination in housing and hiring. 17 states do have such laws in place, including New Jersey. NPR's Joel Rose reports on how the law is working there.
When employers in New Jersey want to know how state law applies to transgender people, many of them call Robin Geigel. She's a partner at a top law firm, a board member of Garden State Equality, a nonprofit that works on LGBT issues. Geigel is also a transgender woman.
I put a human face on something, and I consider myself the most normal person in the room.
Geigel says it's been nearly 10 years since New Jersey expanded its anti-discrimination law to include gender identity with little fanfare or opposition. That means it's illegal to fire someone or deny them an apartment or any other public accommodation just for being transgender.
Once the law changed, the word got out there relatively quickly that people were protected based on their gender identity or expression. And as a result, employers became very aware that they couldn't discriminate. I think you see that most of the major employers in the state get it.
Still, Geigel says New Jersey sees a handful of transgender discrimination cases every year. Often, it's a wrongful termination lawsuit that's brought after an employee comes out or transitions to a different gender. But there's only so much the law can cover. Leslie Farber is an attorney in Montclair, New Jersey, who specializes in family and employment law. She says a lot of times there's just not enough evidence to prove that a landlord or an employer was breaking the law by not giving a transgender person a job or an apartment.
Those cases are often hard to prove because you're never going to get rarely will you get the smoking gun. You may have felt that was the real reason you got denied, whether it's housing or employment, but you have to have something more than a feeling.
Within the LGBT community, transgender people have the highest rates of unemployment and homelessness. Still, transgender people can be reluctant to bring discrimination lawsuits because they don't want to attract attention. But that did not stop Amira Gray. Gray is a publicist, model, and transgender woman. She was pulled over by police in North Bergen, New Jersey in 2013. Gray says she got a bad feeling as soon as officers started using the wrong pronoun to refer to her.
I was pretty much bullied by three grown men and harassed, and I was defenseless because it was nothing that I could do. I knew that they were abusing their power.
Gray says the police accused her of driving with a suspended license, even though her license was valid, and improperly impounded her car. The police department settled the case but did not admit any wrongdoing. I asked Gray's lawyer, Kevin Costello, if he thinks New Jersey's law is working.
It both works, and it worked in this case, and yet it doesn't. At least New Jersey allowed me to help Amira and to challenge this police department to do better the next time. So it totally worked. On the other hand, it's a shame that we still are having the conversations we're having.
Costello says just passing a law hasn't instantly changed people's attitudes, but it can be a first step, says transgender activist Barbara Kasbar Sipperstein. She pushed hard to expand New Jersey's anti-discrimination law 10 years ago.
The law is just a tool, and what we want to change is the culture, and that's long term.
Sipperstein thinks New Jersey's law has helped more transgender people to come out and stand up for their rights. Joel Rose, NPR News.